The cherry blossom bloom in California heralds the arrival of spring each year. The Golden State shines even brighter when these pastel pink and white blossoms color the landscape. It is one of the premier destinations to see these magnificent blooms in the United States. Cherry trees are native to Japan. Ever since the mayor of Tokyo donated thousands of cherry trees to Washington, D.C. in 1912, cherry blossoms in the United States have symbolized the relationship between Japan and the U.S. The annual cherry blossom bloom in Japan is a special, almost sacred, season each year. The Japanese people celebrate Hanami, translated as Kwat, flower viewing Kwat, during the bloom by relaxing, conversing, picnicking, and just enjoying the annual cherry blossom bloom. The cherry blossom is the unofficial national flower of Japan, and many U.S. cherry blossom displays and festivals reflect this by celebrating Japanese culture. This is certainly seen in many of the cherry blossom celebrations in California. As the third largest state in the U.S. in terms of land area, the options for cherry blossom viewing in California are spread far and wide throughout the state. There are far more cherry blossom locales in California than can be highlighted in a single article. Nevertheless, let's explore a few of the best locales for cherry blossom viewing in the Golden State. Los Angeles. The City of Angels is resplendent with a heavenly display of cherry blossoms each spring. Here are a few of the best locations for cherry blossom viewing in LA. Huntington Library, Art Museum, and Botanical Gardens. The sprawling grounds of the Huntington Library, Art Museum, and Botanical Gardens in San Marino feature 120 acres of botanical gardens, including the Japanese garden where the cherry blossoms are the star attraction each spring. You can make a day of it by browsing the art galleries and the library's rare books. Descanso Gardens. There are 150 acres of botanical gardens to explore at Descanso Gardens in La Cie. Ada Flintridge. The Japanese garden boasts a lovely cherry blossom display each spring. The bloom schedule is posted on their website each year so you can time your visit to coincide with the peak cherry blossom bloom. South Coast Botanic Garden. South Coast Botanic Garden in Palos Verdes features 87 acres where you can explore over 2,500 species of plants. Check out the cherry blossoms in the Mediterranean Garden, Amphitheater Area, Rose Garden, and Sakura Meadow. Columbia Park. Located in Torrance, this park hosts an annual cherry blossom festival. The first festival was held in 2011 after Japan's horrific earthquake and tsunami. The festival was meant as a source of peace and comfort, and it instantly became an annual tradition. Grand Park. While not a huge display, Grand Park in downtown Los Angeles has some lovely cherry blossoms by the Vietnam Recognition Marker. It's located on Broadway, between 1st and Temple Streets. Best of all, it's free. Orange County. Huntington Central Park. The largest city park in Southern California, Huntington Central Park in Huntington Beach is a free public park that boasts a dazzling cherry blossom display each year. It's also home to the annual Orange County Cherry Blossom Festival. The festival celebrates Japanese culture through taiko drumming, gagaku music, minyo, Japanese folk music, and of course, cherry blossoms. The festival is held in mid-April. San Diego. San Diego isn't teeming with cherry blossoms as some other California cities are each spring, but a drive through residential neighborhoods may surprise you with some of the spring blooms you'll see, including cherry blossoms. There is one place in the city that bursts with the pink and white blossoms each spring, though. Japanese Friendship Garden. Tucked inside the 1,200 acres of Balboa Park, you'll find the relatively small, 12-acre Japanese Friendship Garden. The atmosphere of the garden is quiet and contemplative. The water features and koi ponds lend a special serenity to this section of the park. When the cherry blossoms bloom, usually in March, the garden takes on a whole new beautiful tranquility. San Francisco. San Francisco is the epicenter of California cherry blossoms, complete with a huge annual cherry blossom festival. Here's a sample of what Kwat, the city Kwat, has to offer to cherry blossom lovers each spring. San Francisco Botanical Garden. The San Francisco Botanical Garden is a self-described Kwat, living museum Kwat, inside Golden Gate Park. The garden is 55 acres of both landscaped gardens and open spaces, boasting more than 8,000 different kinds of plants from all over the world. The most prolific cherry blossoms in the botanical garden are found in the temperate Asia garden and the Great Meadow. Along with cherry blossoms, the garden is filled with other gorgeous spring blooms, including tulips, magnolias, and flowering crabapples. Japanese Tea Garden. The Japanese Tea Garden in Golden Gate Park is the oldest public Japanese tea garden in the United States. It's also one of the most popular places for springtime cherry blossoms in San Francisco. In addition to the lovely cherry blossoms, this 5-acre garden features the arched drum bridge, koi ponds, a zen garden, stone lanterns, and gorgeous spring tulips at the Queen Wilhelmina Tulip Garden. Japantown. Japantown, San Francisco is one of only 3 remaining official Japantowns in the United States. It's also the premier location for cherry blossoms in San Francisco, as it hosts the annual Northern California Cherry Blossom Festival. It is the second largest cherry blossom festival in the U.S., second only to Washington, D.C.'s famed festival. Over 220,000 people attend the festival each year to celebrate the arrival of the cherry blossom bloom, as well as Japanese and Japanese-American culture. This free event includes Japanese art, music, and cultural performances, along with traditional Asian food and drink. The festival is held each year in mid-April. Bay Area. There are additional cherry blossom viewing opportunities in the Bay Area outside of San Francisco. Rancho San Ramon Community Park. A free public park that is approximately 45 minutes from both San Francisco and San Jose, the Rancho San Ramon Community Park features rows of spectacular cherry blossoms. If you're searching for a spot for a springtime photo shoot, this park is an ideal choice. Hakone Estate and Gardens. Located in Saratoga, the Hakone Estate and Gardens started as a private estate. It is now open to the public. The Japanese garden is a historic place to enjoy the cherry blossom bloom while surrounded by koi ponds, waterfalls, a bamboo garden, a dry garden, and much more. Sacramento. Bell Coolidge Park. Bell Coolidge Park is a small park is next to the Bell Coolidge Community Library. Visitors to the park can use the library parking lot, meaning there is always parking available. The walkways of the park are lined with cherry trees, making for a delightful spring scene when the cherry blossoms appear. There is a dog park and playground, making it a great and free place for a fun family day. Robert T. Matsui Waterfront Park. Hanami Line, a cherry blossom park along the Sacramento River in the Robert T. Matsui Waterfront Park, is scheduled to open to the public in 2023. Named for the Japanese Hanami tradition, Hanami Line will feature more than 100 kwat, pink flare kwat, cherry trees. These trees are sure to put on a spectacular display along the waterfront each spring. Central Valley. Fresno County Blossom Trail. The Fresno Cherry Blossom Trail is a nearly 70-mile loop that meanders through stunning orchards. The blossom season begins in February and runs through March. There are also festivals and events throughout the season, including the annual Kings River Blossom Trail bike ride. Oh, and plan to come back in the summer. That's when you'll be able to taste the luscious fruit grown in these Fresno County orchards. Visalia Blossom Trail. While not as large as the Fresno County Blossom Trail, the Visalia Blossom Trail also winds through various orchards. The blooming season begins in late February. If you're planning to visit Sequoia or Kings Canyon National Park, the Visalia Blossom Trail is definitely worth a stop. Along with the blooms, there is a petting zoo, a farmer's market, and a dine-in restaurant. When do California's cherry blossoms bloom? This is far from an exhaustive list of places to view California's remarkable cherry blossoms, but it certainly shows that the Golden State is a premier destination for viewing these spring blooms. But when can you see them? That's a more difficult question. The blooms certainly don't appear on a set schedule, so the best we can do is look at the average time of the peak blooms in past years. Peak bloom is defined as 70% of the cherry trees in a region reaching full bloom. In a state the size of California, the bloom time will vary depending on where you are. Los Angeles cherry blossoms normally reach peak bloom between the last week of March and the first week of April. In San Diego, the blooms can peak in late February or early March. Further north in San Francisco, late March to mid-April is generally when blooms reach their peak. In extreme northern California, the peak cherry blossom bloom may not arrive until early May. A nearly 4-month window is certainly a long blooming time for the state, but it just reveals how much of a difference the climate makes when it comes to viewing cherry blossoms. The best practice is to monitor the weather conditions in your local area. Also, follow local horticulture experts on their blogs and social media. It's also important to remember that once cherry blossoms reach peak bloom, it doesn't last long. The blooms are usually displayed for just a few days. If the weather remains exceptionally calm, the bloom can extend to a week or even two. Cold, windy, or rainy conditions can also cut the bloom short in a given year. When the blooms reach their peak, don't procrastinate or you just might miss this all-too-brief spring spectacular. Drought. One final climatological note: the exceptional to extreme drought conditions in parts of California have had an adverse effect on some of the state's cherry trees. Overall, the state's cherry blossoms are still magnificent, but there are regions where the effects of the prolonged drought will show up in the cherry blossom bloom. Again, listening to local experts will give you your best shot at seeing the grandest blooms of the year, the cherry blossoms. Up next, 9 native plants in California. The largest trees in California. The 12 prettiest state parks in California.